1029 Big Country Hits. Susan Lowe with you. And I'm so excited. Chris Young on the phone checking in with me. Hey, Chris, how's it going?
I'm good. How are you?
We're very excited that you're going to be here tomorrow night performing at the Emmett Charlevoix County Fair. I just want to say a quick congratulations on how well the new single is doing. It is amazing, and the video so steamy. Did you have input as to what the video was going to come out like?
No. They actually didn't have much to do with that at all. If I was going to, I guess, blame or credit anyone, David McCluster is the director that I worked with on that video, and he is just so good. We knew it was going to be a sexy video. Like, we knew we wanted to do that. When he kind of came in and started talking about, well, here's my idea for it if I shot it, we were like, yeah, that's the guy. He needs to do this.
Now, how did your car end up being featured in that?
Well, it was funny. They were like, we'd like to have you in a muscle car. I was like, well, actually, I have a Challenger. And he was like, oh, okay, shoot me a photo of it. And then he goes, yeah, you need that.
And the video is amazing, of course. So is the song. I love how towards the end, when you totally get into what you're singing there, it is really powerful. Are you getting huge response from this when you sing it live?
Honestly, the coolest part about this song, you know, and now we've kind of doubled down on it, you know, the title of the record is I'm Coming Over. The title of the tour is this fall is going to be the I'm Coming Over tour. So we've kind of gone all in on it. I had co-written this song, and this is the first time I've co-produced a record, and sonically it's a little bit different for us. Wanted to come out and do well is always a part of a first single, but even more so with this one just because it was different. It's the fastest downloading single that I've ever had, so at least so far, so I'm enjoying it.
You picked that as your album title as well, and I saw that you did a live chat to break the news on that, and we don't actually have a release date yet, or do we? Are you going to do a live chat to tell us when we can actually buy the album?
Yeah, I'll announce that here shortly, and it's funny, somebody on Twitter the other day was sitting there, and they were like, you know there's only a couple months left in the year, you're going to need to announce this soon. I was like, don't worry, it'll be out before the end of the year.
Now, do you find it, because social media is just like an instant thing, that it's easier for you to get your music out there and it's more fun?
I love being able to just kind of reach out and touch everybody at once. Like being able to go out there and be like, hey, I want to make an announcement about this. And so we get on a live chat, or, hey, I want to throw up some album artwork. And so I'll go to Instagram. And it's just a lot of fun for me, and it's definitely a good tool to be able to keep everybody updated, because there's so much stuff going on, especially right now with new single and everything else. It's nice to be able to constantly give people updates. It's one of my favorite parts about being able to use it.
Now, you said that this song is different for you. Are there any other tracks on the CD that you think may surprise some of your fans?
You know, I've kind of been getting the word out about this, too. I've never done a whole bunch of collaboration stuff before on any records. There's a duet with Cassidy Pope on this album that people are going to hear. And then there's a song where I got a chance to work with Vince Gill. He came in and played the solo on it and played guitar and sang harmonies. You know, there's just a lot of other little stuff, you know, even if it's not pointed out or listed. Like Jonathan Singleton co-wrote one of the songs with me and Corey Crowder, my producer, and there's just a lot of stuff for people to dig into when they get this record, which is exciting for me.
When you play tomorrow night, besides the title track, are you going to feature some of the other new songs as well?
No, probably not. You know, again, going back to the social media aspect of things, you know, I used to, all the time, we would like test out songs, like even before I'd go into record, I'd be like, oh, we're going to play this live and see how people respond to it. And, you know, now if you do that, it's instantly on YouTube for like 30 seconds after you play it. So I don't really tease a lot of new stuff, but who knows? We are working it up right now. Me and the band, like the band all, have been learning all the new stuff. So at some point, we'll start pulling it out.
Well, we are so excited to see you tomorrow night. And thanks again for taking time to talk to us. Continued success. I just love the new song. Can't wait to hear more. So get out there and let us know when we can find it all.
Absolutely will do. And as soon as we've got the date and are ready to announce it, I'm sure we'll put it up everywhere.
All right. Looking forward to seeing you, Chris Young, tomorrow night, Emmett Charlevoix County Fair. Be there. It's going to be an amazing show.